From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's announced 5-hour truce to allow civilians to flee Syria's besieged eastern Ghouta region failed Tuesday to halt days of fighting between government troops and opposition forces. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
Reports from our humanitarian partners and other reliable sources indicate that the fighting is continuing this morning and that the shelling between East Ghouta and Damascus is ongoing in both directions.
Both sides accuse the other of violating Russia's daily 5-hour humanitarian pause to allow civilians to leave the eastern suburbs of Damascus via a safe corridor after more than 500 have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of heavy bombardment. Jens Lerke is with the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
What will save their lives are not words, but that are action. It's action. It's the change of the situation on the ground.
Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said Moscow will press ahead with its plan while the UN insists the warring parties abide by Saturday's UN Security Council resolution demanding a 30-day ceasefire. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
Russia is certainly not adhering to the ceasefire. They're not adhering to the ceasefire because they continue to sponsor and back Bashar al-Assad's government.
Nauert said the world is unified, that the violence must stop. She said the humanitarian zone is the entire country of Syria. Two senior allies have deposed former President Blaise Compaoré of Burkina Faso are among dozens appearing in court Tuesday, accused of organizing a 2015 coup against the transitional government. Former General Gilbert Dindera and ex-Foreign Minister Gilbert Brassol face charges including treason and threatening state security. More than 80 are charged with crimes related to the failed coup in which 14 were killed. This is VOA News.